Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of Wikicuriosity Media or its affiliates. Wikicuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Note by Note Radio Show. It is I, your host, the guy in glasses. With me broadcasting from his home studio is my boy Jesse Lives. Jesse, say hello to everybody.
Hey, yo, Mike Tech 1212, what's good with y'all? What's good?
What's going on, man? How you doing today, buddy?
I'm beautiful today, man. I was actually vibing out on our theme song. And I don't know why it just hit me like that. Just sounds like the soundtrack for like the illest knockout video ever. Like it's just all knockouts, all UFC fighters and boxers just getting knocked the fuck out, and just that in the background. I think that would be that would be the one. I think that would do millions of views just because of the music in the background. That's fire.
That's a really good idea, actually. The Note by Note intro brought to you by Jaybirds. Buddies of mine. That's their band, Jaybirds. Steve used to be, you know, family with him, you know, long ago in my marriage and everything like that, but we're still friends, and his partner there in Jaybirds is Ryan Johnson. Ryan Johnson was the guitarist for the band called 10 Years. It was a Knoxville-based band. They've actually, you know, they've toured around the world. He's no longer with 10 Years, you know, still doing music, still making music. He's doing a lot of producing for a lot of great bands and stuff. So, Ryan Tater Johnson.
So basically, sounds like he's still winning. He's still winning. It sounds like.
Damn. Oh yeah. Like he did, you know, and he's, you know, he's, you know, he's doing his thing. It was, I, from what I take, from what I gather from the situation, like he sobered up and just didn't want that lifestyle anymore. So
yeah,
he left the band, you know, and sober, found Jesus, you know, and there's, you know, nothing wrong with that. He knew he was going down a dark path and he didn't want to go down that path anymore. So he, you know, like I said, he sobered up, he quit the band. And, you know, now he's doing his own thing. And, you know, he's a lot happier and a lot healthier. So, some people turn to Jesus and they're, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Good for him.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, he's still doing, you know, still doing good. Does a lot of producing for bands. He's got his own label. Tater Vision. He's doing good, you know. So yeah, and I went to Steve and I asked Steve to, you know, I said I needed an intro for
the show, and that's what he came up with. And I say it all the time, you know, it's sad that it's my intro song, because it seems like something so cool could have came out of that. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But that's a good idea, though.
That definitely felt like the theme song.
Put it in the background for, you know, like fight videos. That would be funny.
Yeah, it just sounds like the theme song for, like, the grimiest, like, underground wrestling, like, all, like, no rules match wrestling league. Like, you just know somebody's going to get cut. Yep. Yep. Because I was just vibing out, like, yeah, this sounds like, you know, you remember how back in the day there was, like, hell of like, there was, like, WWE, but then there was, like, those leagues that were just dirty and grimy as hell. Like, they were, like, they just pulled these fools straight out of it, like, out of prison and insane asylums and said, we'll pay you to beat each other up. Like, go for it. Like, that's what I would picture. But yeah, that's dope, man. It's always dope. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm going to be completely honest with you and the listeners. I'm severely hungover. Severely
hungover.
That's
what I was about to ask you about. I was about, how did you manage that feat?
You know, Thursday is my Friday from work. So, you know, I got Fridays and Saturdays off. And so we went to the bar after work. Our favorite little karaoke bar. We know, like, everybody that, you know, goes there. So we had some drinks, and at the bar it was fine. Trying to watch, you know, what we spend. So, you know, we don't spend that much at the bar. But then we got home from the bar, and there's just way too much alcohol at my house, at my disposal, and I remember not a lot, for one, but I remember at some point I either passed out or I blacked out, but I remember coming to, and I was in the garage by myself, everybody was gone, and fucking Supernatural was on my tablet on the table playing. So, yeah. And apparently, I have video evidence of our shenanigans. And, actually, I had no idea. So, my girlfriend reminded me, well, you took some video last night, so maybe that'll, you know. And so, watch the videos on the way over here, because she was driving, because I'm still a little fucked up. And yeah. So
Get Supernatural on your screen. I mean, that's always a good start. You can never go wrong with Supernatural.
I just got into it.
Hey, it's an awesome show. It's an awesome show. If you like sci-fi and that kind of stuff, it's an awesome show to me.
Yeah. My brother Ryan, he got me into it, and which my girlfriend, you know, watched it, and I'd watch some episodes with her. I'm like, God, this show looks so fucking corny. So like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, he put it on. We were downstairs in my garage, and everybody else went to bed, and he's like, just put it on, you know, and you know all that stuff. So I watched it, and the first fucking episode, I was fucking hooked. I'm like, God damn it. Now I'm going to spend the next 3 months fucking watching this show all the way through.
Yeah, watching all 30,000 episodes. You know what it is? You know what it is? When you really break Supernatural down, it's Scooby-Doo for adults, bro. That's what the show really is. If you like Scooby-Doo as a kid, that's what Supernatural is. Really, when you really think about it, it's literally okay. If the Mystery Machine gang grew up and really started hunting monsters, this is the shit they'd be dealing with. Like,
yeah, for real. Right. It wouldn't be
people in masks and shit, you know, it's you know, real life demons and shit. Hell yeah.
Right. Because you just realize that, like, evil hides in plain sight. It doesn't wear, like, come as monster. It's actually, it looks like us. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you look past all the glitz and the glamour and the monsters and things like that, just like Scooby-Doo, it shows us, like, bad people are literally, we probably see them every day, and they're probably the closest people to us. The bad guy usually is. It's not this,
right,
this motherfucker from somewhere down the street. It's like somebody we already know.
Yeah.
Hiding in plain sight.
Yeah, there's been a lot that I think I'm, like, episode 10 or 11 of the first season here, so, and there's, yeah, it's been crazy, and, like, every episode, I'm like, huh, shit, fuck, you know, like, just, like, cringing, like, oh, God, what's going on, this motherfucker, and I'll tell you what, the Bloody Mary episode, that shit freaked me out a little bit.
That was rough.
I'm not even gonna lie. That shit freaked me out a little bit. Like, yeah.
Oh, don't worry. It gets worse. They're gonna show you all kind of myth and folklore of, like, this is what people are scared of, because all of those things are real. Like the characters may not be real, but the folklore is real.
Right.
So that's what makes it even more sketchy when you think about it. They're just trying to give you a depiction of, these are folklores from all over the world of things that people are afraid of.
Right.
Or that they have seen, that they've seen or come in contact with. So it's just like, God dang, like, y'all got a demon for everything. Like, for,
oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But, yeah, that.
And then there's, like, some of the weirdest demons you've ever seen, the weirdest monsters you've ever seen, like monsters who eat fat. That's what they do. Like, it's weird.
So yeah, I've really gotten into it. So, you know, yeah, like I said, my next 3-4 months is booked up on that, you know, the little time I get to watch TV. So that's what I'm going to be doing from now on till it's over with, because I'm fucking hooked now. And I tell you what, man, every time I hear that fucking car start up that they drive, like, that shit's sexy. I'm not even gonna lie. That fucking car is sexy, and the way it sounds is sexy. Like, that's my shit right there. If I could get me a car that sounded like that, I'd be in fucking heaven. So,
no elbow grease.
But, ladies and gentlemen, we have an incredible show for you tonight. We have
yes, we do.
Speak the Only Truth. I guess S dot for short. Is
AKA S to the dot, yes sir.
He's going to be on the show tonight. Incredible artist. I've listened to the songs earlier in the week, so I'm really excited about having this guy on tonight. We should be hearing from him any minute now. We'll get him live. We're going to, you know, kick this show off and everything like that. But while we're waiting, if you haven't already, please go to that Facebook page, hit that search bar, type in Note by Note Radio Show, hit that like button, hit that share button, you know, let everybody know what me and Jesse are trying to do with this. We're just trying to give people a voice, you know, aspiring artists.
Very true.
We cater to hip hop and rappers and stuff like that, but you know, all genres of music are welcome. We've got a guy coming up here soon. I think in May, actually. Tall Paul. He's a very good friend of mine. I've been watching him for a couple years now, and he's played with some big people, so he's really, really got a story to tell. So you know, yeah. So if anybody's listening, you know, if you're an artist, you know, you wanna, you know, put your music out there somewhere, you know, hit us up, you know, give us a message, you know, we can get back to you pretty quick. So that's what me and Jesse are all about, you know. Just trying to play you all that music that you don't hear on your radio. Because
right.
there's so much out there that is awesome and beautiful and needs to be heard and deserves to be heard. But because they don't have some big record deal and they're not on the radio station, you know, you're never going to hear them. So if
That's
that suits you, if that suits you, listen to the show. Listen to the artists that we have on and everything like that. We play three or four songs, you know, that they send us, you know, while we have them on air. So you get to hear their story, listen to some of their music. And I think that's the best way to go about it, you know, honestly, because just hearing the music is one thing. But when you can really hear, you know, somebody's story and you can listen and just... You know, it makes it that much better, you know, to really have that background on somebody.
Real.
Yeah, yeah. And it makes it more personable, you know. So, and I think without further ado here, I believe maybe this is our artist that has called in here. So we're going to click over here and check this out. Hello, is this... Is this S-Dot?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing, buddy?
S-Dot.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's good with you? What's good with you, boy? How's life, man?
Mentally amazing. Physically, if I put eyes on you, I'm a fool asleep.
I ain't mad at you. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something about this individual right here. I actually met him because he was performing at the same festival that I was. So this is another guy that I met on tour while I was working. So now understand what I just said. I met this gentleman because he was performing at the same fucking festival that I was performing at. So... There's no other better way to say that this guy makes moves. You see what I'm saying? Because very few people get to play the festival game. Am I lying, S-Dot?
You're not lying. That was a good day.
So,
a real good day.
So when I tell you I try to bring you quality artists, this is exactly what I'm talking about, guys that have been there and that are doing that and that are building and that are working. Because, hell, if you want to learn how to work, you need to get around motherfuckers that work. You see what I'm saying? So, without further ado, tell us about, I mean, I know people have read your bio, but it's a lot realer coming from you. So who are you? Who the hell are you, bro? Like, real talk.
Okay. Well, let me start off with it's that it's an acronym for Speak the Only Truth. So... I try to be real and as truthful as possible. I know a lot of people say that, but there's a difference between seeing something and experiencing something. So I try to make sure you experience me as an artist and as a person. Some people may be one way in their music and different in real life. The person that you hear on that music, it's the same person you gonna meet. So that's who I am, I guess, in short. Let's see. From North Carolina, raised in a small town, 3,000 people, not much to do besides gangbang, drugs, get in trouble. So I started doing music, stayed out of trouble, joined the military. They put me in Idaho, of all places. Been there since then. It's been constantly growing. That's a whole other story in itself. But it's been a journey. It's been a journey.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's so many questions actually I want to ask you. We gotta drag this out. No. Because like right now,
I'm scared already.
No. Like for example, like right now, he S. Dot is actually on location shooting a video right now as we speak. He's calling from that location. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to. Yo, shit, excuse me. I stand corrected. Two videos. So, so actually, shit, so we're talking about the videos, man. Where are you? If you can you give us a little bit of a premise of these videos we should be looking out for? What is the name of the songs? All that good shit. Give us the you heard it here first on what you're working on right now.
Okay, so the first video is called Most Wanted. Featuring me, Cordell Drake, and Hercules. That is okay. A fun song. It is the intro to the next video, which is called City Lights, which also features Cordell Drake, myself, and Hercules. We tried our best to tell a story. From sun up to sundown. That is probably the most I can give you without going too far. But somebody's going to be mad somewhere. I don't know who's going to be yet, but somebody's going to be mad when they see this. I'm excited.
Well, somebody always mad, so we can't care about the mad folks. Somebody always finds something to be mad at.
Right. I must say, downtown Orlando at night is beautiful.
I agree.
Downtown Orlando,
I agree.
During the day, it's hot as hell.
Yeah, I'm from Florida. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And humid than a mother sucker. Don't forget that humidity. Be like, what's up?
Here's the funny part. So I lived in Idaho since 2004. And this is the first time that I've gone multiple days without having to put on lotion every 4 or 5 hours. It's amazing. Thank you, humidity and moisture.
This man said his skin was glowing without saying his skin was glowing. That's funny.
Right. It was a little glitch. I had a little glitch.
Yeah. I ain't mad at you.
Had a little twilight shit going on.
You out there shimmering on him. You shimmering on him. He's shining like for real.
Oh, wait, there's going to be a lot of shining.
Yeah, no jewelry on him, still killing you.
That is a bar.
Yeah.
I might still.
Hey, go for it. Go for it. You know what I'm saying? If once I say it out loud, it don't belong to me no more. So go ahead. take it and run with it for free because I don't give money away for free. So run with it. Go for it.
Okay. Got it.
Since we're on the subject, so what's it like working with Cordell Drake and Big Hurt?
Here's the amazing thing. We all have the same work ethic. When it's time to play, we play. But when it's time to work, we work, which is why I've been here since Tuesday and maybe have had a combined 15 hours of sleep. So you can't be lazy and you can't bullshit. Ask people that know me. Like when it's not walking the booth, chill out all that damn talking. I got to work. Like, hey, yo, S, I shut the fuck up. Let me rap. Then we can talk after. If you can't remember it after, I don't want to hear about it. That's how they are. So it's cool. I love it.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so what is, because, I mean, we shooting videos. I mean, we got one video out called Sick, which if you haven't seen the video to Sick, the hook alone is gone. I'll say it like this. The hook alone, even if you don't fuck with that style of music, you're going to sing that hook to yourself. You're going to find yourself mumbling, got sick of that shit.
Right.
I got sick of that shit. You're going to watch. I will. And this is coming from a motherfucker that's, I'm a hardcore, grungy, underground, hardcore hip-hop head, and I was still like, got sick of that shit. You know? Like, because you feel it. You really do.
Right.
Because We've all had. If you really been out here grinding for something, you've had that moment. Like, yeah, I'm getting sick of that shit. I'm getting sick of this shit. Okay, stop playing with y'all.
Right.
Like, everyone has had that before.
right.
So besides that, I mean, you out here working real hard to put something together. Are you putting together a project? Or are you right now? You just really just recording and just seeing where it takes you.
I'm putting out a project.
Okay, tell us about. See, I tricked you. Tell us about that.
So, I was working on an EP, and I was going to put out a few songs that I had and just throw something together at first. And then I did the song Esco. Matter of fact, the one I performed at that festival. I was like, wait a minute, that sounds different than the other stuff that I recorded. So I'm like, maybe I should add. And then I did Bow Down. There's a story behind Bow Down. We'll get to that later. And then, okay. So then I did Sick. Well, if you listen to all three of those songs, all three of those, they sound different. And if you know me, Bow Down sounds like something I would do. Sick is not something I would normally do. So with this album, I'm going basically trying to show my range because I'm known for just being like the lyrical, technical rapper's rapper. I was like, okay, I want to show people that I can do me and then do what you do while still being me and then be better at it. So it was just, this album is more for me. It's something like, okay, I did this. I wanted to do it with the music that I wanted to do it, and it's not going to sound like most of the peers that I'm around.
Okay. So this is your With My Chest Out project.
Right.
Say it with Bass in My Voice project.
Right.
Say it with your chest.
No. Yeah, because on the humble, because the reason I'm laughing is because as a rapper, like, that's one of those things that every rapper understands exactly what I'm saying. This is the one, like, that I feel like I got something to prove just in this moment. Just let me get my shit off.
Right.
And then I'll go back to my regular schedule program.
Right, exactly.
Just let me get my shit off.
Yeah.
So the funny thing is, that's exactly what we were talking about. I was telling you about how I felt about my next project. That's why I was laughing, because that's literally what I was trying to say. You just explained it. You just explained it the best way possible. You don't be honest, like, man, I got this idea. I've explained it in this whole complex ass way, and you just basically simplified it. Like, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, because that's literally what I'm on right now. Oh, wow.
Yes,
sir. Hey, sir, see you. You learn something new every day. So.
Right.
So you're from North Carolina. You live in Florida, and you live in Idaho. Where else have you lived?
Let's see. Maine.
Damn.
Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, that was. Maine is very interesting. How can I say this? Politically correct. If you've ever been to Idaho, Maine is just like Idaho with water.
Okay.
Elaborate.
That could be taken many ways.
I haven't been to either place, so.
Okay, so there's no black people in Idaho.
Yeah, unless
like,
you play college football.
That's not funny,
or indoor football.
Like,
that's it. Unless you
military.
Play a sport.
Right, you're playing sports, military, running from the cops, or running from somebody in your hood. That's most of the black people that are there. You go to Maine, that's exactly it, except for there's water and humidity. And lots of beaches, a lot of lobster, too much lobster.
Too much lobster.
Yeah. Let's see. No, it's like,
that's just funny.
They tried to trick me and give me a lobster tail and a hot dog bun and try to make me pay $10 for it. I'm like, no, I'm not about to do that. Just give me regular lobster or give me a hot dog. Like, don't do that to me. No. Don't do that.
Like, make a choice. Like, make a choice, dog. Make a choice.
Right.
Oh, that's
don't
funny.
Do that.
Yeah,
okay, so out of all the places that you've lived, right? What place is the place where if you could just had to stay, if you had to just set roots, would you go back home or would you stay in one of the places? Which place? Where would you live if you just had to set down roots and be like, this is gonna be the headquarters, and I'm just gonna play the game from here?
Ooh, that's a good. Okay, is this a hypothetical? This is hypothetical. In this hypothetical,
I
have a lot of money?
In a
perfect world, I'd be rich. So if I went back to North Carolina, I'd be around all my family. Then they'd be asking me for money, like driving to my house. So not North Carolina. I'm going to probably go back to Maine where nobody really remembers me. And then I could try to blend the fuck in with the refugees. That's where I'm going. Maine.
But I thought you hate lobster, though.
I don't. You know what? I was there for a year and didn't eat it.
Okay.
Did not eat a single piece of lobster.
Interesting.
Right.
Is there a scene in Maine? Is there even a scene out there?
A scene?
Yeah, like a music. I mean, because you know, there's music scenes in the wildest places that you'd be like.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is. How do I? It's weird, because most of the people, they have like that East Coast style.
Okay.
Man, he doesn't get mad at me.
Man, at this point, who cares? I mean, somebody gonna always be
okay.
Mad, bro. That's
most
okay.
Of them. Okay, they try the lyrical sound. You ever hear somebody rap and you're like, and they're trying to be technical, and you hear what should be coming, and then they don't say it, or they don't say the way.
Right.
That's
all the time.
Every main rap I've heard. It's like you're right there. It's like that little Geico commercial where the guy's holding out the fishing line, like, oh, you almost had it. That's them. You almost had. You're not there yet. and they all sound the same. What I've heard. Now, I haven't heard all of them, but just from the ones that I've heard. But there's a dope, nice scene in Portland, Maine. Very classy scene.
Okay.
Like you can't look looking like anything in the state again. That's not going to happen. I got asked if I was a drug dealer by a random person. That was weird.
Let me just watch a few and ask you if you're a drug dealer.
Yeah, like, do you sell drugs? I'm like, why? Why do you sell drugs? I'm like, what if I was a cop? You know what I mean? Don't walk up to random people asking if they sell drugs. Maine was weird, but it was cool.
Honestly, I think that's just being like black and very non-black places, because I can't tell you how many times I've been on tour and literally in the bathroom taking a piss, and there's just a random white dude, hey, bro, you got some coke? Like, do I look like I sell coke? And if I sell coke, would I sell it to your random ass in the bathroom? Like, if I was a drug dealer, do I look like the kind of drug dealer that would do this kind of drug deal? That's what I look like?
Right.
Like, so.
Right.
What blows me. And, like, do I look like I snort coke? No offense to anybody who enjoys coke, because plenty of people do. But do I look like the type of motherfucker that enjoys coke?
Right.
You know? Like,
well, I mean, you don't
have
to do coke to sell coke.
That knows where meth is.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead. Me neither. I said me neither. That's what I'm saying. But it's just like you have a fluency. When you deal with things, you get a fluency in them. You see what I'm saying? Like, so why? I guess what it is basically saying, when why would I do something like that when I know that I stand out like a sore thumb in this situation? I look like the guy.
Right.
Why would I be that stupid? Do I look that stupid? Because please let me know if I look that stupid.
Jesse's like, I would be a classy drug dealer. I wouldn't sell drugs in a bathroom.
Right.
Not at all.
You got to make
it. I
want
to win. If I'm doing some shit, I'm trying to do it like the big boys. I'm trying to win. Ronald Reagan
right.
never went to prison for selling crack. So I'm trying to do what Ronald did. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to be a drug lord and nobody knows it. Let's be real.
Yeah, don't give me on
that. That man, think about it. That man affected a whole decade of people selling drugs and never touched
Steel.
Any drugs. You know what I'm saying? And then had his wife having the nerve to say, just say no. Like, tell your husband that.
Apparently,
so, damn right. Anything I'm doing, exactly. So that's how anything I do, I'm trying to win. So the last time, the neighborhood I grew up in, this is how we were taught, bro. Good criminals don't get caught. We call them senators, and governors, and CEOs, and presidents.
Right.
Let's just keep it real. We call them the government. Like, so, yeah, you're right. You're damn right. I'd be a classy. I'm going to be classy whatever I do because I'm going to win. Like, I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm trying to be like, I've been at this for a long time, kid, and I'm just letting you know. I want to be that guy.
Right.
Hey, listen here, young man. I've been at this for a minute. Like, I look forward to saying that one day. Like, hey, I'm not trying to get you up out of here. But just understand, I might be old, but I get you the hell up out of here. Like, I'm trying to have that conversation with somebody one day.
Oh, that's
good. Yeah. You got to catch me, baby. Like,
oh my,
I'm not gonna make
phone.
It easy.
Right.
So that's funny. I'm joking, but I'm damn serious.
I know. That's my.
I'm serious. Like, I don't understand why you would do anything if you don't have intention of being successful at it.
Right.
So, like, that's just, I mean, maybe, I get it. We all grow up a different way. But, like, in the neighborhood I grew up in, being a repeat felon is not good for business. Getting caught is bad for business. Like,
yes, it is.
So I don't know about – I don't know too many career criminals because getting caught was – bro, if you got caught in my neighborhood, you're done, bro. Pick something else. Go play football.
Right.
You're not good at this. Like, that's just real. That's what it – go play basketball. Go run. Go do something else. Go – like, that's how my OGs were. Like, boy, you out here getting caught? Yeah, no. Pick a trade.
Right.
But – Maybe that's not the same, you know, protocol in other neighborhoods. Maybe that was just a blessing for me and the guys I grew up with.
Apparently, that is worldwide. Because, like, oh, I got to charge for this, I got to charge for that, da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, okay, that means you got caught, which means you're stupid. That doesn't make you gain too much. Stupid. and then the add on top of that, the snitching. Let me record me doing some dumb shit. And then post it.
Right.
Go to jail. Then everybody's like, free such and such. Like, no, he need to stay his ass in there because he was dumb enough to record it. Like, no. I don't get this generation.
Yeah, until he figure out how not to tell on himself. That's funny.
Right. I might free me. Like, no. You deserve to be in there if you did some dumb shit like that. I'm going to record my own somebody. And then he's going to catch an assault charge. Now we got to bail his ass out because my dumb ass recorded the shit. Like, no, that's dumb as hell. Dumb as hell.
Now, not realizing now I'm an accessory. Like,
right.
Like, something like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now I'm an accessory after the fact. Great.
Yeah.
And don't let him find out my dumb ass was there. Oh, yeah, I recorded it. I was there. I saw
Like, man, there's people out here that have got 10, 15 bodies. You won't even know it because they don't talk about Everybody got to talk about what they did.
That's real. You don't have to. You really don't.
Because now, I get asked a question, I got to lie. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know him.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't even there. Not a part of this shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Jerry, what's the first thing I always tell you when you call me? I wasn't there. I didn't do it. I was there. I wasn't there. I didn't do it.
Not me.
Hey, that's a reflex. I wasn't there. I didn't. Whatever time this went down, I was out of town that day. I don't care what it was.
Right.
I was out of town. Remember that time we was out of town? Like, that's exactly how that conversation goes. Yeah, we was out of town, right? We had a show,
Speaking
people said they see you there. It wasn't me. It was a doppelganger. I was not there. No, it wasn't me. I'm sorry. You was tripping. You was high. I was at church with my mama. Anywhere but where you say I was is where I was.
Right. There's this kid
survival.
I went to school with.
I don't know about other people.
There's this kid I went to school with, and I don't know if he was, like, abused at his house or whatever, but, like, every time the teacher called his name, he'd be like, what'd I do? What? You didn't do nothing. I just called your name. What are you talking about? But what he said every time she called it. What'd I do? What'd I do? Nothing. Calm down, bro. Just answer the question.
Yeah, that's what's up?
I said, if my teacher called my name, I did something. I definitely did something.
Yeah.
My mom used to come to class with me.
Say,
your mom
used
to come to class with you?
Oh, yeah. She would come in and sit in class with me, follow me, even in high school. Imagine that. Your mother showing up to your class in high school. And I can't play it off like she's not my mother because my mom got hands. So.
She would lay those hands on me.
AKA, yeah. AKA, you got a black mama. That's a mama.
Yeah.
That's that. You got a mama? Yeah, she got hands, bro. You just don't know, bro. Like, trust me. Anytime, because my mama got hands, too. And that's the funny thing. Anytime your dad is like, yeah, I wouldn't do that. Like, bro, don't put me in that position.
Right.
You know your mama got hands. Not like, bro, I don't even know how to fight your mama. Like,
pretty sure. I got a story. I fucked around with a basketball game I was supposed to. That was about the next. No, it was probably about 45 minutes away. She shows up at the game. So all my homies see, and they're like, all come in, hide me, whatnot. She's walking in there like a hair bonnet on, like a robe, and I was like, this is not good. This is not good at all. Not good. So she doesn't see me. Like, she walks around twice, leaves. So I go home. I open the door. And she squares up with me, swinging. That time, I was quick. So I dodged that first one. I'm like, yo, mom, you got to chill. She's like, didn't I tell you ass not to go there? I'm like, yo, you told me I could do this if I got my grades. I'm like, no, she swung again. So then I had to grab her. I'm like, yo, mom, I love you. I ain't trying to hit you or nothing like that. I'm going to slam you on the couch, and I'm going to run. And I even gave her a countdown. While I'm doing this, she is still trying to push me in my face, all because I went to that basketball game. Let's just say I didn't go to any other basketball games that I was not supposed to.
Exactly.
Never.
It's funny, how that discipline will save your life. It's funny. I'm not even going to tell you anything my mama did. I'm not going to incriminate my mama like that because she still got hands. I'll just say this. In my neighborhood, I'm just saying, my mama still swing on me to this day. I ain't going to, I don't play with mama. Mama run shit. In my neighborhood, in the neighborhood I grew up in, I'm about, if I think about it, I'd say I'm about 61. I'll say 61-1-0 in my neighborhood, right? Yeah. So that means I've never been put on my ass ever by anybody in any situation.
Okay.
Like, seriously, I just don't carry that. I don't carry myself that way. But there is one individual that has sat me down in life. That's my mama. You know what I'm saying? And I put it in that preface, just the preface. I've never been physically put on my ass by nobody's fist but my mama.
Right.
So that kind of tell you the type of mama I've dealt with. So, hey, but that discipline and actually tough love actually kept me out of prison. Truly,
right.
I wouldn't have done none of this shit I've been able to do without that level of, because the funny thing is, it's common sense. You don't realize you're going to need one day. Like,
right.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I remember when I got hit for that one. I'm good. Come to find out.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers about to do 20 years. See? Thank you, mama.
Yo,
I can't tell you how many times
show?
I'm literally like, go ahead.
Oh, you remember that show, Scared Straight, where they take the teenagers in the jail and shit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I love my mother. So this is the reason why I've never really been in trouble. I'm not saying I didn't do shit, but when I think I was about 4 or 5, he did that to me. Put me in the jail.
Oh.
I was like, yes, sir. You're not going to be like this. Like, left me in there with all those prisoners at 5.
Oh, well, see?
Yeah.
Well, that's why you got a decent head on your damn shoulders.
Right. it made me sneaky is what it was. I'm like, okay, what can I do to not get caught?
but no. See, that's the thing. It didn't make you sneakier. It made your ass smarter. That's the thing.
But yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You had to get smarter about what the hell
right.
he was doing. Like, you couldn't just be all, as they say, willy-nilly with it. You can't fly by the seat of your pants. This got to have a plane.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Even a plan for when we get caught. We got to have a plan of explanation if we get caught.
Right. Like, plan for that if that one don't work out.
Okay, let's play some music, man, because yeah, we going to be laughing at shit and we going to run out of show. So let's play some music.
Okay, all right. Let's see, I've got it queued up right here. Let's do it. See, you spoke about it earlier, so you said there was a whole story behind Bow Down, so why don't we listen to that song, and then you can tell us the story behind it. What do you think?
Okay. Sound like a plan.
All right. Everybody stay tuned. We're going to be right back. This is Bow Down. Stick with us, and we'll be right back with Speak the Only Truth and continue this interview. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Terror Dome where niggas got a right for the life. They're punching the cake, they're rhyming the spit. The levels to this, a nigga spit fire, the devil is shit. Yeah, niggas ain't never been better than this. A veteran bitch, I'm leaving his off forever to shit. A murderous fiend, you nervous as shit. You hurting again, I'm murking them every time that I'm working on some serial shit. Stay clear, get hit, get looking to some spiritual shit. Now listen to this, it's biblical, so critical. Hypocritical haters not believing in this. With a flick of the wrist, you're crippled, destroying your mental, you're losing your signal. Simple, now listen to this. I really be speaking explicit, knocking them haters off of the paper doper than what the tropics be cooking up in the kitchen, homie, you sickness. It's to the dot, won't stop to the pen and pad drop, nigga, let's rock. I'm the king, got the crown.
Better bow down, nigga.
When I'm coming through your town.
Better bow down, nigga.
Better not make a sound.
Better bow down, nigga.
Or the pump will lay you down.
Better bow down, nigga.
I earn my respect.
Better bow down, nigga.
I'm coming for the neck.
Better bow down, nigga.
Buy my money with my check.
Better bow down, nigga.
I'm the one, watch me flip.
Better bow down, nigga.
Thinking like a chest food, the papa make his vest move. Chest bruise, if your nigga jump, who gon' catch you? Pyramid is corners, niggas don't want that war with us. A team full of shooters, go and sign us to the Warriors. With the click of the pen, haters are meet at the end. The lyrics are writing, nigga, can clash with the Titans, homie. So really just think about it, the niggas that's real about it. They follow me and not with you, you write the lies, I speak the truth. Haters cannot handle me when I'm flowing insanity. So swallow your pride, homie, or else it'll be damaging. I spit the dope shit, on the mic, I be trafficking. I show up to your shows now, watch it, he panicking. Vanishing, doctors abandoning people, my flow is lethal. Evil niggas throwing shade up it, I can see you. God damn it, it is to the dot. Won't stop to the pen and pad drop, nigga, let's drop.
I'm the king, got the crown.
Better bow down, nigga.
when I'm coming through your town.
Better bow down, nigga.
Better not make a sound.
Better bow down, nigga.
Or the puppa lay you down.
Better bow down, nigga.
I earn my respect.
Better bow down, nigga.
I'm coming for the neck.
Better bow down, nigga.
Buy my money with my check.
Better bow down, nigga.
I'm the one what you flip.
Better bow down, nigga.
Extremely hungover host, the guy in glasses, with me broadcasting from his home studio is my boy Jesse Lives, and we have S Dot on the fucking air, baby.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Who pissed you the fuck off?
Okay.
What?
So you notice there was like a lot of gaps in that?
Yeah, I was saying like who the fuck around and stole the church's money, like.
Hey, so the reason why there's gaps in that specifically is because there was supposed to be some people that was on it talking about there's some dopest rappers, and then they heard my verses and then didn't get on it. So I leave those two open verses there just as a reminder, number one. Number two, if you were to take away the beat from my first verse, my rhyme pattern is the snare and the kick the entire verse. You can hear the actual beat of this song in my verse without the beat.
Okay.
I was trying to do something technical that has never, at least that I know of, hasn't been done, or if it has been, I don't know the person that did it. And then I wanted to do it, something so technical, and make it sound easy. So that's how I came up with the concept. And I was a huge Ice Cube fan growing up, so that was like my homage to Ice Cube. If you see the video, it's very much
okay, okay. I already know where you're going, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that, because that is a, you know what, on the humble, that is an epic era in West Coast hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could say, even me personally, we didn't really appreciate how dope that shit was at the time. Like, the world is mine, nigga. Get back, like, like just,
right.
That was some, hey, that shit is actually really, hey. Like, yeah, we didn't realize that moment in gangster rap and how actually epic that was for a minute there, because they had a clear run, and they did that in the midst of everything else that was going on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
With all the the Death Row, the aftermath, and they still just kind of came and just like, yeah, but technically, you guys are just rappers. Fuck yeah.
Right.
So.
Exactly.
I ain't mad at that. So, let's get back. So, what possessed you to want to shoot your videos in Florida? That's not just something that motherfucker just randomly, like, I'm going to go shoot a video in Florida. Nobody just randomly does that shit. Usually the label forces that on you. So.
Okay. Well, good question. So I live in Idaho. None of my personal videos have been shot in Idaho. You throw a rock, you're going to hit 50,000 rappers. Maybe not 50,000. You may hit 50. But everybody has shot music videos in all of the locations most people shoot. So I am probably one of the few who have shot music videos outside the state, whether it be in Washington, whether it be in Vegas, and now Florida. So you can say what you want about what you've done. You haven't done what I have. So now you got to go shoot 3, 4, 5 music videos in different states. Let's see if you're balling like you're talking about in your music.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Pretty.
Right.
Yeah.
So I got a question. And I ask this of pretty much all of our artists, but is there a moment or an event or something that happened that made you say, I'm gonna do rap. I'm gonna do hip hop.
So I was always. So I grew up in a very Christian home.
Uh-huh.
The only music I was allowed to listen to as a child was gospel music. No R&B, no country, nothing. If it wasn't singing God's praises, I couldn't listen to it. So I used to and listen to rap. The first full CD that I was able to get a hold of was a Twist CD. Twist is the reason to rap.
Uh-oh. Which Twist?
Right.
What Twist the CD, though? No, seriously, which one?
Adrenaline.
Oh, wow. No wonder. Okay. That's saying something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was the first CD I was able to actually listen through all the way through, and I was like, how is that possible? So then I would study how he formulated his lines. Number two, this may make sense later for this, Pastor Troy, I don't know if that shows my age or not, was the second CD.
Okay.
The second CD. So all my music back then was fast and crunky as shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Pastor Troy with the legendary ad-libs. That's another thing. Here's a tidbit. That all the legendary ad-libs first started with Pastor Troy. That's Troy. And
yeah.
Troy was the first one doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna put it out there. So all you motherfuckers with your little ski skirts and all that, thank Troy. Thank Atlanta, Georgia.
Right.
Thank Georgia for that.
Facts. Face off.
So,
man.
Just my two cents on the respect you got to show for Troy. You can't really talk bad about yourself around me. So, you got to show your respect.
Yes. But that was that month. So that's when I wanted to rap. So then all my other homies, like, I was the last one out of everybody to start rapping. friends and a homie of mine was like, yo, you can rap everybody else's stuff. Rap your own. I'm like, what you talking about? I was like, I bet you won't write a verse. I'm like, nigga, bet. I wrote a verse. It was fucking trash. Garbage.
It was trash, bro.
Fucking trash. But then I just kept practicing, and here the fuck we are today.
Nice.
Well, unless you kept practicing, most motherfuckers would have stuck with it being trash. They would think about that alone. How many motherfuckers won't even admit that certain shit that they made is trash?
Right.
Like that's rarer than itself. So at least you would acknowledge that that was trash, and I need to get better.
Okay.
Because motherfuckers now they just consider that hating.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you tell the truth, niggas.
No, I tell the truth all the time. That's why I got enemies I don't even know exist. Like,
facts.
My honesty gets me in trouble all the time. I know people that call themselves my friend that's mad at me right now for minding shit I done told them. But hey, nigga, hey, it must be the truth. It must be the truth.
Right.
It must be.
Oh man.
Well, yeah. Okay. So when do you so you say you are working on a project. When is it slated to arrive?
I'm going for around my birthday in September. Because I'm a perfectionist. So when I do this, I want to make sure that when it drops, they all get smacked in the face with it. Like, I don't want to put out no half-ass. So that should give me enough time to finish the other few tracks and possibly get a few more videos done. So then when it hits, it's going to be a lot of shit.
It's that pressure. It's that pressure.
Right.
Yeah, I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, you better. I ain't mad at you, but you did get your. I'm telling you this as a friend and a colleague. I'm expecting you to get your shit off. You see what I'm saying? That's my. I've told everybody that I'm cool with in our circle to get your. I expect whatever y'all put out next, please get your shit off because. The next shit I put out, I'm going to get my shit off. So, y'all better put your best fucking shit out. Because, yes, I'm going to set a bar. And I expect everyone else to. And if you don't believe me, play with it. We might not be friends very long. You know what I'm saying? And that's my challenge because I want to see you put out your best shit because people need to hear it and respect it. You see me?
I mean, all
the cocky shit aside, that's really where that's coming from. I just want to see our circle put out the best shit we possibly can going forward. Because we got a lot of talent around us, and I don't think this is just a personal opinion. I don't think we always make the statements that we need to make to basically say we're not going to say that shit is mid over there, but that's mid compared to what we're doing over here.
Facts. I agree with that one.
Mind you. And that was my motivational moment for the day, motherfucker. Okay, so do we have a name for this project, or are we still in the works on that?
Omnipotent.
Okay, elaborate.
All-knowing. In order for...
Okay.
Oh, that's the definition. So I'm speaking the truth. So in my songs, I'm giving you all that I know because it's me.
Okay.
So I'm going for, again, this is my statement album. This is me. But I couldn't name it me or Speak All the Truth. I'm not going to do that. So I got to give it another name. That is me.
Right.
Plus, I really like the word. I really like that word.
Okay. knowing. So, yeah, okay. I'd say.
Yes.
You said, actually, I should have just kept my mouth shut. You already set the bar high for yourself, actually. You don't need me to set the bar high for you because that's a statement right there. That's a guy-level statement. When you call yourself omnipotent, boy, I like that. I like, get your shit off, though, bro. I like that. I got to clap it up for you. I like that shit, though. That's for real.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm sorry. I like fly shit. I'm a fly motherfucker myself. I like fly shit. I just like
this video, Mike.
Pretend fly. Well, I already know it's fly. If y'all in Florida, I seen the little snippets. You got motherfuckers riding around in the rafters and shit. I ain't mad at that. Y'all better make the best of that. I'm just like, okay, they out there shooting a movie. I hope they don't miss it. Shoot that movie, dog. You know, I'm the biggest cheerleader. I don't know why motherfuckers don't like me. I'm always cheering for everybody, but it be funny as shit, but it looks oh, wait, so.
Side note.
Don't you got some drunk projects?
What's that?
Okay, I'm listening. Like I said, don't you got some... fuck what I'm talking about. Side note.
These niggas put me on the airboat. In the swamp.
Hey.
And then roll that.
You know who you hanging out with?
Bruh.
You should have known who you was hanging out with.
Bruh.
And I don't mean that in a bad way. You are hanging out with Mr. Adventure himself. Like that.
Right,
Cordell
right.
is Mr. Adventure himself. He's trying to do that here. We trying to do that. I'm telling you from experience. If they doing it there, Cordell trying to do it. So you should have known you was going to get on the airboat.
When that man said, yeah, they can get up to 15 feet and 1,000 pounds, and then sometimes they'll try to get on the boat with you. I'm like, say what? Get on your boat. I'm like, the one I'm in right now. Yep, take me back. I'm done.
That's much hilarious.
No, it was cool, though. It was cool. Yeah. Now, what you about to ask me?
I, you know what? It slipped my mind.
This dude.
Don't you have some joint projects you're working on, too?
Oh, yeah. So, did a mixtape. We have a mixtape coming out with Cordell Drake, Herc. I would say Free Nutso, but he know what he did. He's probably not going to get free. Nico, I want to say Crown Royal is his name. Some other people I don't know. But we have this. It's called The Entourage. Hopefully it gets finished soon. I have that coming up. Also have a joint mixtape against me and Cordell Drake that I'm working on top of my album. And then, I don't even know if I told you this, so a group of young cats that I've been dealing with and kind of like, I guess you want to say like mentoring, if you will.
Okay.
Mindset Music, shout out to all of them. Dre, Raider, Lawrence, all them cats working on a Trigger compilation album with them, and then possibly another EP with the homie Dirty Shirt. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
Okay.
A lot. I'm already tired. I haven't done it yet.
So like I said, when I tell you this man is out here working right now, he's really working. And that's a very important thing, I feel, because a lot of artists think that so-called working is just I'm in whatever studio I'm in making songs and shit. And it's a weird thing because I dislike the cliche catchphrases because I know 9 times out of 10, motherfucker, you don't know what you're talking about. But I can't, you know, we live in an era where we can't call motherfuckers out no more. So
right.
I like that you have so many things going on, because it shows a definition of, like, this is working. This man has multiple projects. He has multiple irons in the fire. He's moving around. He's making the moves to get whatever he needs done for things that he hasn't even put out yet. That's working, people. If you're listening, because I know there is artists that do listen for things on the show, which I appreciate y'all, but that is working, and that's just scratching the surface of working. But look at the level of movement, and it's not just busy work. It's not partying at the club. That ain't fucking working. That ain't kicking it. That ain't working. Your drip, that ain't working. You know what I'm saying? I can say personally, there's been times where I haven't seen the outside for 3 or 4 days. That's working. I haven't left the building. Like, I don't know if it's raining outside. I don't know. And you know what I'm saying? Yes, I have what that 37 missed call. Sorry, you're gonna be mad at me. That's working, because this music shit is yes, it's fun, but it's a job to get to the fun part.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I mean, you hear the man agree with me, so
right.
The thing about these motherfuckers, they will tell me. Go ahead.
I said, yeah, that's why I'm out in Orlando getting no damn airboats with fucking alligators and pythons and shit.
What I was saying with y'all, the thing about y'all motherfuckers is, if you wrong, motherfuckers be quick to trouble. That's a bullshit. That ain't right. That's wrong.
Right. Right. Yeah. You cannot fuck up around these niggas, man. No.
So,
do that shit,
yeah,
though.
It's just... So you live in Idaho. You live in Boise now, correct?
Correct.
So what's that? What is that scene like?
You would ask me that question.
and I gotta ask you that question. You know they listening.
Boise.
You know they listening, bro.
Right. Boise, I'm sorry. Boise is nice, because you say Boise to somebody from Boise and get mad, but it's nice. I can't talk too bad about it. Like, it's a wonderful place to raise my children. Like, I don't have to worry about stuff that I had to worry about when I was growing up. But it's good.
Wait, let me rephrase my question.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase my question. I'll make it easier. How does one, if you're an artist and you want to come perform and do music in Boise, how does one go about networking in Boise?
The easiest way is to find one on Facebook, literally, because there's hundreds of them, and everybody knows everybody. So if you meet one, you're going to meet 10 that quick. That quick. Because everybody, like, okay, so you may come to Boise, you may meet this one producer, he's going to know about 20 guys. Like, oh, you should do track with them, because, like, everybody's, and I don't mean this in a bad way, everybody's friendly. You know what I mean?
Oh,
everybody.
That's a good thing.
Right. So it's very easy to do so. Very easy. Very easy. Plus, getting shows out here is also very easy as well. It's because, like, in most places, you got, like, oh, you got to know this person, you got to know that person. I mean, here you really don't. You just got to meet one person, and they'll most likely, especially if they're at the level that I'm at, they're going to know where to point you to if they're not already that one person.
Okay. Well, don't say we never did nothing for you. There you go. That's how you network in Boise.
Right. Fine.
No, for real, because motherfuckers be acting like don't nobody be trying to help them and everybody hating and stuff. Like, you motherfuckers don't be. You talk more than you listen. That's what it really be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't got to be politically correct. That's what's wrong with a lot of you motherfuckers. You talk way more than you listen. And I get it. You say every time I listen to this motherfucking show, he running his mouth. But yeah, but there's times, trust me, that I will shut the fuck up completely. Like, I can talk my shit because I'm a good student. Like, I'm a student first. That's why I can talk my
right.
shit. But let me get off my fucking high horse. So, but
who made
that's
you mad?
Yeah. But this is real. That's I feel like that's what's wrong with a lot of the game is is everybody is moving off of opinion and emotion, right? And
right.
everybody's looking at the material shit, like the material clout. And that's but that's a part of the show. The material side of the game is literally that's the product they're selling.
Mm-hmm.
It's the machine behind that, the mechanics behind that, that's going to get you to have the opportunity to have. Okay, bro, look. This motherfucker's out here that literally got $50,000 worth of jewelry on their neck. But
right.
they got like $7 in their fucking pocket. And these are your heroes. Like,
right.
this is who you're jealous of. This is who you're comparing yourself to. And it's just like, bro, you have no idea how broke that motherfucker really is. But nobody, we're
right.
also so caught up in the glitz and glamour of it. But it's like simple things like, I just bought my first this. Okay, then what was all the money you were talking about before that if you just buying your first that? You just bought your first house now. Then you didn't have money then because you would have had the house before. You know what? Fuck it. I'll just say like this. When I came in the game, the shit I got now, I had this before I started rapping. So I'm trying to be me in real life, and that's what I like about you, S-Dot. You trying to be you in real life. And
right.
that's we need more of that. And so, hell yeah.
Right.
Appreciate
that's why
this
I never
man
really...
because he just gave you a gem. Go ahead.
that's why, like, if you listen to my older music, like, I don't really talk about money because I was broke. Was broke. But now I put myself in a better position to where, okay, I can now talk about a little bit of money I do have now. So I do try to be truthful. In every sense of the word.
Right, but when you get on your feet, you realize that it's not about that.
Right.
I think that's the catch. It's like if cats would take more time to truly, it's like this. It's not that people don't have options, right? It's that they don't like the options they have.
Right.
So they don't want to listen to the advice or listen to the gems. So that's why I asked a specific question. How do you network? Being somebody who lives in Boise, Idaho, and who's in the scene, how does an outsider come in and network? Those questions, that to me has made me a lot of money as an artist because it's helped me get into so many doors because that was the first thing my mentors forced on me. It's like, bro, you got to learn how to network. You don't have a choice.
Right.
We're going to put you in these fucked up, awkward situations with people that you're like, that you look up to, and you got to figure out how to talk to them.
Right.
But in the same breath, motherfuckers will say, everybody's a hater. Everybody's keeping a secret. Don't nobody look out for nobody. No, you just don't listen. You don't listen. I'm trying to tell you how to, like, I can't tell you how many times, the festival that we were on, I can't tell you how many times I was like, bro, if you want to get on the festival, the guy you need to get to know is Cordell Drake. Cordell don't fuck with me. Cordell. Well, I'm giving you the answer. Impressing me is going to do you nothing. It's going to do nothing for you. I'm telling you how to get on the festival. You got to somehow figure out how to get on his side. It'd be simple shit like that, but if you just go right over Cat's head. The
right.
simple of, bro, you got to get over whatever your issue it is. Sorry, he the man with the golden ticket in that situation. So, hey, bro, you better learn how to kiss some ass or something.
Real quick. If you hear yelling, I'm not killing anyone. Hercules' son is having his first live televised fight on pay-per-view, and they all watch.
Oh, word.
Word.
Is he winning? Is he winning?
I don't know because I'm talking to you.
Well, how about this?
But,
how about we play a song, you find out if he's winning or not, and then when we come back, you can tell us.
Facts. So I explain to me.
Okay. All right. Let's get back to... Let's see. All right. Is Esco? Is that...
Esco.
Is that, am I saying that right?
You are saying that correctly.
Okay. All right, cool. Awesome. All right. So this is Esco. We're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stick with us. be right back in a few minutes. Here we go.
I'm trying to live my dreams, dreaming of a living that's better for all my children. They want it, then I'ma get it. Don't ask me how, cause I'm sinning. The mind stays to win, I grind it to the end. So open your doors, you know we're coming in. Mask up with the gas up, bitch back up. My family used to break the backs, working in the fields after slavery. So for what you talking about, you paying me. Painfully taking this action to get it cracking. Y'all niggas is hating, y'all niggas is whack. Trying to stop on my payments, you're getting jacked. Get the bag for the chitter chat. If you hitting me, I'm hitting bad, nigga, get the strap. Trying to reach God, father status, chick without Fredo. Only keeping loyal brothers round, no Alfredos. Got a look at that to shoot your son, roofing your medulla. It's time to get ruthless. It's gonna be the root, I'm about to have a cup of treats. Sitting on the beach, I'm just trying to feel the breeze. Chilling with my girl, sipping on some daiquiris. I'm just talking about my dreams. Why you mad at me? It's cause you don't grind hard. Yeah, y'all be feeling like some rock stars. Yo, I'm trying to get a light Escobar. Yeah, I gotta get a light Escobar.
Gotta get a light Esco. Gotta grind for them pesos. Gotta get a light Esco. Done to ride, nigga, say so. Gotta get a light Esco. The bad looking Franco. Gotta get a light Esco. Mask up, nigga, let's go.
Gonna grind like Esco. Gonna grind like Esco. Gonna grind like Esco. I do the grind like let's go. Gotta grind like Esco. Gotta grind like Esco. Gotta grind like Esco. I do the grind like let's go. Gonna grind like Esco. Gonna grind like Esco. Gonna grind like Esco. I do the grind like let's go. Gotta grind like Esco. Gotta grind like Esco. Gotta grind like Esco. I do the grind like let's go.
World is mine, you're living in my design. People committed this crime, figures is losing their minds. So you willing to ride, cause niggas ready to die. For a small piece of the pie, no more wasting my time. What's good, fella? Me and my niggas trying to get it like the good fellas. Talk a business on the phone, that's a no-no. Everybody snitching now, can't fuck with the popo. Gotta keep the family tight like Tony from Sopranos. In half your crew when I snap, call me Thanos. So don't try to test, I'm like patient for casino. Y'all wanna buy the bar, I'm trying to own some casino. That's the difference between me and you. I'm on a bigger scale, your niggas minuscule. This money got me acting funny, now you getting ridiculed. So guess what I'm finna do?
Yeah, I gotta get a light Esco. Gotta grind for them pesos. Gotta get a light Esco. Done the ride, nigga, say so. Gotta get a light Esco. The bad looking Franco. Gotta get a light Esco. Mask up, nigga, let's go.
Gotta grind like Esco. Gotta grind like Esco. Gotta grind like Esco. I do the grind like let's go. Gotta grind like Esco. Gotta grind like Esco. Gotta grind like Esco. I do the grind like let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show, and that was Esco by S. Dot. Speak the only truth. And we got him on the line right now.
Yes, sir.
So, what's going on with the fight?
First off, it's not UFC, it's a boxing match, and the fight is over.
Okay.
Well, damn.
That's all I'm expecting.
Oh, it didn't. Oh.
Okay.
Damn. Okay.
Well.
Yeah. Well.
That's all I'm expecting.
Hey, at least he was on TV.
Right, exactly. Facts. Wish I was on TV.
Yeah, I ain't never been on TV.
Sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes it's a good thing that I've never been on TV. Because my biggest fear is I'm going to be famous for some fucked up shit.
Yeah, you.
So
you're gonna be famous because you're going to jail.
Right,
yeah, you can be famous
right.
for the most fucked up. Because nobody ever thinks about that. There's a negative side to being famous. Like I can be infamous as fuck too. Like no, I'm good.
Right.
Maybe I'm cool right here where I'm at. Like I don't know.
Right.
Because you never know what's going to stick. That's the scary thing. You never know what actions you're going to have. You can do all the positive shit in the world and not get no love. You get in one fight,
right.
And then you're that guy.
Forever. Yeah, I remember
you're
I watched
that guy. You could have been fighting seven dudes.
Right? I remember I watched this shit. They got choke slammed. And then... That was her nickname for the rest of her life. It was Chokes Fam. Have you ever watched another grown woman Chokes Fam another grown woman in the middle of the street? The shit's hilarious. Hilarious.
I've seen worse in college. Like, I've wow. Yes, I have.
Like, Undertaker Chokes Fam. Not no regular Chokes Fam. Like, held the bitch up in the air and then came back down. And was like, rest in peace, bitch, and walked off. Like, that shit was funny.
Well, I'll say this. Now, mind you, where I went to college, if you had a 10 like we did, that literally meant you were either on the football team or the basketball team. That was the extent of the people that looked like us. So you can imagine, these two young ladies who were fighting didn't look like us. I seen a girl knock smooth, knock another girl the fuck out, commence to pull her panties down, squat over her, and then piss on her face. Like, so, yes,
what?
I've seen women do some wild shit to each other. Yes,
You're not going to breathe.
What? They was arguing. They got into a smooth fist fight. One girl knocks the other girl out cold. Bing, bing, bang, she's out. Commences to pull up her skirt, pull her panties down, and squat and piss on the girl she had just knocked out. So women do a wild shit to each other, and violence is not very uncommon for me. Like and like I said, those young ladies were not our complexion, so it's universal.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Try to find her and interview her next. So I can call in. What the fuck made you think to piss on this person after a fight? Can you try to do that?
Yeah.
Like, what
Jesse, if you can, if you can reach out to her, Jesse, we need a little follow up to this.
She'd probably be mad that I told the story. I done seen girls trying to hit each other in the head with heels, bottles. I done seen women do some of the wildest shit to each other bro. When they say women are more violent than men, when it comes to that shit, when you meet a girl that's really with the shit, that's true, bro.
Right, right, right.
Because women will try to hit each other with whatever they got in their hand, bro, for real. Straight up. Seen girls yank girls by the back of their hair and drag them in the bathroom, like all kind of shit, bro. Like, now I think about it, college was a wild time.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, I'm going to need context for that story. I believe that.
We could do a whole episode just on the wild shit I saw, when I was in school. I can't even begin to tell you some of the wild. I done seen a mother and a daughter get in a fight over a dude. Like an actual fist fight over who was going to get to keep the dude.
I believe.
Good Lord.
I believe that. Oh, that's funny.
You know what I'm saying? I done seen two girls get in a fight and then stop and take a smoke break and then continue to fight.
I done seen that shit.
Hold on, bitch. I need a minute. I need a breather. I'll say this. Me and my brother used to do that. Like, me and my brother, we used to get in some knockout fucking, drag-out fucking fights. I mean, we just didn't give a shit. And we would fight so long that we'd be like, we kind of separate a little, you know, 10, 15 feet. We'd both be over, you know, 30 seconds or something like that, and then fucking just charge at each other and just go at it again.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's sibling rivalry. I'm just talking about somebody you just randomly have to disagree with at the bar.
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, that's you're right. It's a little different. Like, hold on, bitch.
But no, I know. I'm
come back. We gotta come back. We got to round two, bitch.
With your brother, at least your brother deserves a pass. If you know what I'm saying, your brother deserves a pass. I'm just talking about two bitches disagreeing for whatever reason, and this is what breaks out. And I'm not talking about black women.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And I'm not, because when you hear something like that, you automatically think, okay, black girls be fighting. No, I'm telling you, I'm not talking about black. I'm talking about every woman that besides black women doing this wild shit. To even with the black girls, is like, that's fucked up. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm astonished at the level of just unbridled violence that we're partaking in. Like. Like, damn, what made you that mad? It's like, this went from a fight to assault real quick. to me, there's a difference. There's a fight that, because it's like, okay, officer, they was fighting, and it was like, nah, she tried to kill that bitch. That's a whole thing. Like, nah, she broke the bottle on her head and then commenced to try to stab her with the broken part of the bottle. Like, that kind of shit, which I ironically, and I've actually seen that shit too in college. Like I don't know what was in that beer, but or what was in the dick that they was fighting over, but yeah. So getting back to your original statement, yes, believing a woman will pick up another woman and choke slam her, yes, because women get that mad. I don't know what gets them that angry, but they get there.
Right.
I just make sure it ain't over me. It ain't over me. That's just, this ain't me. This, okay, no. None of them belong to me. Yeah. Okay, we good.
Like, exactly.
So how long are you staying in Florida?
I'm here till Monday, and I get to go back to the nice, cold, dry, not sunny, no water. Palm trees, Boise, Idaho.
Are you guys done shooting?
Yes. Like, bro, when I say we work, that's what I mean. We work. We shot two videos. Hold up. Wait a minute. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Maybe 20 hours. Between Wednesday and Thursday, like, we finished shooting, I want to say, 2 o'clock last night.
Oh, okay. Who shot the video? Or the video?
John Ricky Stokes.
Motherfucking Ricky.
Right.
Risky at it again. Damn it, that goddamn Risky. Okay.
Right.
I'm mad at that either.
Nah, he's a cool dude.
If and when you get to meet Risky Jeremy, you'll know exactly what we're talking about. If a person whose name should start like this motherfucker, that's Risky, and it's not even a bad thing. Risky embodies all of that. Like, you never know. Yeah. Like, he's the kind of guy that, like, if it came up that he was just an international spy, yeah, you would believe that shit. You would believe it. Like, he's that guy. You just never know what you're going to get with Risky, and you never know what kind of wild shit Risky's going to be into. Like,
right.
Which makes him a lot of fun to hang around.
Yes. And a lot of bad shit.
He shoots good videos. I've seen a lot of his
videos. And I mean, because a lot of the artists that we've had on, it's just, you know, I've, you know, worked with him and stuff like that. So I mean, I like it.
Yes, sir.
Where's he out of?
Isn't he from Spokane?
Spokane. Is he
from Spokane?
Yeah, pretty sure he's from Spokane.
Yeah, he's from Spokane. Digital, is his company still Digital? It's still Digital Media, right? I might be saying it wrong.
Right.
I know it's something Digital.
Digital Division? Is it Digital Division or?
It's Division Digital. I know it's something. See, we fucking this all over. This is bad. Is Risky, is he even there?
No, they're on the plane, actually. So they're probably not listening to this. They're going to Medford, Oregon to perform at Arena Wars. And it's UFC. That's why I confused the fight for that other fight with the UFC. Because it's going to be, they're doing pay-per-view as well. And they're performing with D.O. Donna. Shout out Stone P. And I can't remember the other two guys because I don't know.
Stone P.
Yeah. So that's where they're going to go do that performance. And Cordell Drake is shooting another music video and doing that out there. That man, I'm trying to be like him when I grew up.
Stay in the mix, and I'm going to tell you what I told everybody else. Be careful what the fuck you wish for.
You right. I'm just gonna be like,
just stay in the mix. I'm gonna tell you what I know. I'm gonna tell you what I heard. Shit. Okay. Be careful what you wish for. You wish to be busy. You gonna be busy than a motherfucker.
Shit, I'm busy now.
Exactly.
Okay, but that's dope though.
Now, that's cool that they get to do that.
And I'm pretty sure Cordell Drake gets to sing the national anthem in front of 3,000 people on live TV.
Oh, that's fucking dope.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So, as an MC, right, what would you say your strongest quality is as an artist?
The ability to adapt.
Okay. Elaborate that for our listeners.
So, okay, going back to my upbringing, grew up in a town of 3,000 people. So, like, when I would go through my family, like New York, I would get anxiety being around a whole bunch of people.
Okay.
Let's go to the festival that we were at. How many people? 20,000 people?
It was a lot of fucking people. That's what I'm going to say. It was a lot of people. A lot of people. Let me say it a couple more times. A lot of people. Motherfuckers in trees. Motherfuckers, for real. It was like motherfuckers in trees.
Right.
It was a lot of people.
Right. So, I'm used to performing in maybe like little small places, a couple hundred people, and then go to what you just said, a lot of people. Because I didn't know it was going to be like that at all. So I had to adapt to that situation. Also, I'm from the South, so my cadences are a certain way. Well, I'm in the Northwest. Nobody raps that I rap, nobody uses. So if I'm do tracks with other artists, I have to figure out how to make me into that song, if that makes sense. Without,
right.
Like, oh, you try to talk to West Coast artists, like, no, I have to figure out how to match that particular beat. Well, if I'm working with an artist or find a beat from the East Coast, I now have to adapt to that beat. So I think that is my strongest.
What you think of that, answer, Jeremy?
Not letting you sleep for more than 4 hours.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here. We got running our 20 minutes here. Let's see. We've got one more song. Okay. Yeah, let's play the last song, and then we'll start winding down, and
move up.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So everybody, we'll be right back. This is Lander. What?
It's called Sick.
Sick.
Well,
what's
yes,
the
sir.
Well. Okay. Well, I'll have to edit
we
that.
We have
Guy
Down in Land. We have a song called Lander.
I know what it is. It's Sick.
Oh, yes, that's Sick? Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Just play it.
Okay. My
take it as shit. Yeah, play that. Take it as shit.
My apologies. My apologies. It is I, your host, the guy in glasses, with me broadcasting from his home studio in California, is my boy Jesse Lives.
Got sick of that shit. Got sick of that shit.
Man, that shit
you
fucking
can't help
hit.
But love that song, man.
Yeah, that is man. Dope. I like that.
Thank you.
I like that. That's probably my favorite one so far. That's probably my favorite one so far. I like that. Used to be broke. Got sick of that shit.
Right.
Fuck yeah, man.
Jesse
warned. For real.
He warned you.
Hey, when he first sent me that song, because he sent me that song personally when he first dropped it, and it took me like a week before I got a chance to listen to it, because he kept hitting me up. Did you listen to it? I was like, bro, I'm in the studio right now. Da, da, da. And I was like, I'm not lunching on you. I promise. I will listen to it. And it's like, I think I got 30 seconds into the song, and I called him like, you got what? This goes. You got, did I do that? Like, bro, I don't know what this
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
hey, bro, but you got something right here, bro. Like, this, yeah. bro, just the hook alone. I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't give a fuck about what you're saying in the verses. Fuck this. I don't know this, but this,
right.
bro, this is infectious as a motherfucker. Like, you can't even, the point is, I didn't care what he was saying in the verses because it didn't matter because the hook was already winning.
yeah.
yeah. Because I can relate that to everything. And I used to hang with y'all. I got sick of that shit. I used to put up with that shit. I got sick of that shit. I used to be cool, but now I'm sick of that shit. so to date, I go ahead. That's my favorite F Dot song. That would be how I would introduce him to people. Like, you ain't ever speak only truth. Hold on. So if I'm ever at a show, bro, and I'm like, nigga, I'm the friend that's going to be like, you sick of that shit. That's me. That's going to be me. If you ever hear somebody yell that in the crowd, just know that's me. Sick of that shit. Do sick of that shit. Yeah, I'm the sober drunk guy yelling like the drunk guy.
Right, right, right. The sober drunk guy. Got it.
I'll be real. I am that friend. If I'm a fan, I am that fan. Play my sing it out shit. I've heard the first song. They just and down. And done. I'm just gonna yell it out. Sing that shit. Like, bro, I just wanna come set yet. Sing that shit. like,
oh
hey,
man,
that
you
is
know,
a,
crazy.
That is a great song. But go ahead.
Thanks. So nobody like so when I'm gonna go record the song, nobody liked the beat. And it was like, what the fuck are you going to do with that shit? And I was like, just wait. Just wait. Because, again, I'm in the Northwest. So, like, most people don't rap to those types of, like, drill, like, beats. As, like, the melody. You don't really hear that. That's more like East Coast type of shit. And then when I was done with it, the engineer just looked at me. And I was like, yeah, bitch.
Right.
yeah. Yeah, I'm proud of that one. I'm proud of that one.
Yeah,
that's,
I just,
that's what they call having your own lane.
Right.
I just went back to the emails on my phone here, and I downloaded it to my phone.
there you go. And that, then I found the video. So that song was very important to me. Like there's, so if you hear Esco. So I wrote Esco, I guess, right after I came back out of retirement. So that was the beginning of my grind mode.
Okay.
That was like, my fuck you pay me. Bow Down was like,
oh, okay.
Right. Bow Down was like, look, bitches, I'm here. Now you have sick. The level, I've done more in my career in the past 3 years than I did in the previous 7.
It be like that sometimes, dog. It be like that sometimes.
right. Going from Vegas to Orlando. Then I don't know where I'm going to shoot the next video at. I might come see you out there in Cali. That's what I'm going to do. I might do that. might do that.
You know there's always some shit to get into out here. Shit. There's always some shit.
You can come shoot at Knoxville.
What's that?
I said you can come shoot at Knoxville.
Tennessee?
Yeah.
Hey, don't let your bro. Don't let Tennessee fool you, bro. No, I didn't mean it like that. I'm just saying on some hip hop shit.
Yeah.
There's some animals out there, bro. And it shocked me because I had a show in Knoxville. Was it? No, it was Knoxville. I think it's in Knoxville, Tennessee. Where is the Hall of Fame at? Where's that at? Nashville.
Yeah.
So I had a gig on my last tour. I had 2 dates in Nashville, and it was some cats that came out, and they just had a cypher, and it was like 6-7 cats, like, and it was one of those, you know, you go places, and you know, there's cats that can rap, like you know, there's cats that can really rap well, and then there's those guys that, like, these motherfuckers can spit. And so it was the weirdest pocket because it was just like, okay, we're literally, I'm thinking if this is all country music and rock music, and then this is a cypher of motherfuckers. It's like, it was one of those, like, I'm not going to get in the cypher because I got a show tonight, because fuck it, I got to get in the cypher because these motherfuckers is rapping. type thing.
So shit, maybe that is the spot to shoot.
How's the food in Knoxville?
How's the food?
Yeah, some food?
Yeah.
Oh, the food is good.
Yeah.
Let
me tell
you, you're from Tennessee. You tell them how the food is.
there's a lot of good places out here, man. There's a lot of good places.
Okay, what about the barbecue? What about the barbecue?
I mean, there's, I would say, stay away from chain restaurants.
Thanks. I feel that.
So go to mom and pop, you know, fucking restaurants and get some real food, you know?
Okay.
So basically, if the dude on the grill ain't at least 300 pounds of sweating,
if you can't see the guy cooking, you don't go there.
Yeah. Right. If he don't look like he ain't washed that apron in 37 years, if that motherfucker don't look like a shack, then I'm mad at that. That's for real though.
Yeah, it is though.
That's when you find your best eating. Is this like, man, does this shit even meet the code? Like, if the health inspector come through this motherfucker, damn the spot you want to eat at, ironically.
Yeah, seriously. Oh. Like, there's some good places. But, yeah, just stay away from the chains.
Okay.
Support small business, you know?
Right. Facts.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, when we get back on this tour game, you know what I'm saying, and your boy just finally decided to go ahead and start hitting the, you know, running the map again, maybe I can make that happen for you because Tennessee is one of my spots. I mean, I do at least 1 to 2 dates in the Tennessee area. So
then we got to go get barbecue.
Yeah, come swing through,
oh, definitely.
Man.
That's what we're going to spend 90% of the time doing is fucking eating. You're going to gain at least 10 pounds, bro. 10-15 pounds. I don't know about these other motherfuckers. If you go on the road with me, we're gonna be eating. You got me fucked up. McDonald's is not my diet on the road. Fuck that.
Right. Right. Yo, so okay, speaking of food. So in Orlando they have this place called World Food Trucks. And it's like 30 to 40 some odd food trucks of different what's the word? I don't need cultures. There we go. Different cultures.
Yep.
Bruh. I ate some shit I don't even know how to pronounce. Because I was trying to think, there's no way I'm going to say it correctly, so I'm not even going to embarrass myself like that. But it was, okay.
I might know what it is.
It's like a Panito Venice something. Something. That's all I got. Anyway. Anyway, so it's like a foot long like loaf of bread that they slice open and they put chicken, bacon, steak, beef, tomatoes, peppers, queso, French onions, ketchup, I think ranch, avocados, and some other shit. You know, Risky has a blog, right?
Yeah.
You're going to see it on the vlog.
Okay.
Hopefully it kills the name of it. Then when people are like, oh, that's the shit he couldn't pronounce, like an idiot.
Well, but the thing is, they can't pronounce it either. That's the funny shit. So you're good.
But it was the best shit I've ever had. Looking at the picture, you know, like pictures are bigger, like so you think it's going to be smaller. Well, the food they gave me,
Florida, do that.
The size of the fucking picture. Like they gave me my own little case of this food. I was scared because, like, he was like, are you ready for this? I'm like, fuck you mean am I ready for this? Like, you just cooked me food. Why are you asking for this? And then I open it, and we're all like, oh, shit. How you going to eat all of that? And I'm like, nigga, I don't know. But,
It took me 2 days. It took me 2 days. I finally got it down. But it's crazy. That food truck of, like, cotton candy tacos. They had, like, what else was the weird shit? There's a dessert that they literally serve you in a Nutella jar. Like, they give you your own Nutella jar, and they have, like, shit that they stuff into it with ice cream. It was crazy. But everything that you could possibly think of, if you can find it at this place, something's wrong.
Florida will do that to you. Florida will do that to you. That's why you got to be careful when you visit Florida. You fuck around and want to stay. Just remember, you're on vacation. This is the vacation side of Florida.
Yeah.
Because I ain't going to lie, I did that too once. My college roommate had to tell, because he's from Florida. He's from West Palm Beach. He said, bro, listen. This is the vacation side of Florida. Don't let this fool you. This shit ain't Florida.
Right.
Okay? This is just homecoming. This is just spam you homecoming. Okay, this is one time a year. But Florida will trick you like that. You'll go kick it for one thing and, like, stumble on the time of your life because there's so much shit to do, especially if you have the money to do it.
Right.
Yeah, Florida. That's one of those places. If you got a decent
amount
of money, you can pretty much have the time of your life. But it'll be like it'll be worth the money though.
See, the problem with Florida is that you come on vacation, you leave on probation, you come back on violation.
Probation for real.
Speaking, we almost had a situation like that. Yeah.
or you go to hang out and end up in a shootout. That's also Florida.
Right. Yeah. Also. Yeah. Because we ended up
I'm gonna tell you what fucked up about Florida. This is something I had to get used to. The thing that weirds me out about Florida is that all the best restaurants are in fucking strip clubs. Like, I don't want nobody's ass out around my wings and shit. Like,
No.
That's funny.
Bro, I'm telling you, like, there's the five-star, but when motherfuckers, like, when business people go eat, maybe it's in the West Palm Beach area. But they'd be like, yeah, you want to go get some money, go to the buffet? Like, they got this five-star buffet, and I'll never forget the shit. It was in this, like, this gentleman's club. So it was bitches swinging up and down the pole, doing
tricks.
Hold up.
That a buffet in the strip club?
Bro, the it was a five-star buffet, but it was in a gentleman's club.
Okay.
So a lot of cats. So it's kind of – it's like Atlanta in a lot of ways. Like, yeah, it's a strip club, but most people go there to eat. Like, that. For some reason, I could never get used to that because it's still naked. It's nakedness around my food. Like,
it's
titties out around my food, man. I get it, but it's titties out. Like, there's titties out. I'm trying to eat my wings, and there's titties out over there.
Oh, man. I was
Well, we got a minute and a half.
Go ahead.
We got a minute and a half.
Tell them where they can find you. Tell them all your handles. Tell them where to check in at, where to check for the app, all that. Ready? Go.
Okay. www.speaktheonlytruth.com. You'll see all the latest music videos, all the free music that I let people listen to. All my handles are Speak the Only Truth, whether it be Facebook or Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else? Oh, and that's Duh, D-A Only Truth, not T-H-E.
Yeah,
don't get Duh.
Duh. Yeah.
All right, well, S-Dot, man, I just want to say thank you so much for your time today, man. I know it's difficult holding the phone for 2 hours, so I appreciate you hanging with us and letting us, you know, listen to your music and everything like that, and, you know, wish well in all your ventures, man.
Thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Yeah, when you drop that album, man, come back and let's review it on the air, man, so everybody can hear.
Okay, we can do that.
Everybody,